Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we have a special guest. They are called the Paranoid Romantic. Woohoo! And we also have my co-host in Big Papa. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Paranoid Romantic, please introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Nathanson, and I play drums for Paranoid Romantic.
Jay Campbell, and I play bass and backup vocals.
I'm Tim, I play guitar and I sing.
Amazing. All right. And tell me about your sound.
What is our sound? We're a rock band. Play catchy pop hook laden material.
We're a mixed bag. Yeah, well, we play whatever really we're listening to at the time. So thing from swing to, I don't know, fun polka.
Fun polka. All right.
the comparisons are really interesting though. When people come up to us after shows, a lot of the comparisons blow us away. Like they're lovely and they compare us to some bands that we love, but mm-hmm. it's really interesting what the audience, the feedback that we get from audiences. So
yes, and you just came out with your second album. Tell me about it.
Our second EP is just stuff that was rattling around in the attic, and a departure from our first EP. We tried something different, something new. It was a lot of fun to do, and the time was right, actually.
Yes.
What was it? To the day from our first release.
This is a new sound, new fresh sound. Yeah. Tell me about the song Friend or Foe.
Friend or Foe. I had that one, rattling around for a long time before it was ever put out
to us.
Yeah, put out to these guys. I just play in my house in the... In the little room I have that I work in, and I just played the thing to death, so I thought I'd inflict it on other people.
All right. We're going to inflict it on the airways here.
It's a fun song to play.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, great sound. Okay, and we're going to talk about where you recorded this album.
We recorded at the House of Pain, and the House of Pain is a studio that is operated by Adam Payne, who's really, really talented. Adam, a lot of people will know Adam as the leader of the band The Bad Beats, and a great local garage rock band.
Yeah.
I'm biased. I used to play in Bad Beats. And but it was great working with Adam. Adam being familiar with my drum style and mm-hmm. my sound, and also being familiar with Gold Stars, which was Tim's former band, and hearing a lot of other material that we've done in the past. It was just a really painless session, and it's great working with Adam. Again, really, really talented guy, great guitar player, and a really great engineer. And the studio was the sounds that came out of it.
Yes,
well, as you can hear,
and
really,
he,
really
and he
good.
Does posters as well.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, this guy is like multi-talented.
Yeah, the one he did for that gig we did with Loud Motor from Seattle. Yeah. It's a great. It's one of my favorite posters. I
right?
mean, yes, we're on it, so I'm biased, but it's a really great poster.
The other thing about Adam is that he, if something's not working, he's mm-hmm. not afraid to tell you it's not working. Like he will be honest.
Right.
With the people he works with, which I always value. I'd rather have somebody saying you suck rather than saying
stringing
it's
along.
Great.
Yeah. Right,
just
yes.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, you guys are going to get your money. Don't care.
Yeah, no, he's genuine fellow.
Yes, and we're going to play Off the Hook from the album Off the Hook. Here's Bad Beats on CJSF. And that was Off the Hook. All right, next up, we have Big Papa with a question.
Well, actually, I just wanted to know, what did you guys bring to the studio to record this album on? Like, what guitar, what bass, and what kind of rig? Like, what was the, what did you use?
Yes, for Paranoid Romantic.
You answer first. You haven't said anything.
I haven't said anything. I'm here. I think I brought in my P bass. It was like that Duff McKagan one. Mm-hmm. But... I wasn't too happy with the with that sound, so I switched over to my regular bass, and I just use that now on everything we do, which is the Hagstrom Viking bass, the short scale, and then with flat wounds.
Is it active? Is it
passive?
It's all passive. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. All nice. Passive and just play fingers.
Oh, nice, nice, yeah. Nice. So it gives you that nice warm tone.
Yeah, and yeah, semi hollow, right? So it's just like that perfect warm tone. In there.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Yes, yeah. You can hear it actually. Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
sounds nice and thick below everything.
And the drums that
The drums that I used. We were talking about this off air a while ago. What I usually do when I go to the studio is, as much as I love my drums, I play Sonar Vintage Series. Nicest drums I've ever owned or played. I also let the engineer decide. So whatever drums are in the studio that they work on and they already have the sounds dialed in for, there's no point in me, you know, forcing my drums onto that. And it just makes getting sounds that much faster and, let's face it, that much cheaper too. But what I did use is Adam, the Bad Beats drummer, was kind enough to loan me his Ludwig vintage bass drum and floor tom.
Wow.
Beautiful kit from the 60s. So I used those two pieces. I did bring my Sonar vintage rack tom, and I use a Dinette stainless steel or carbon steel snare drum.
Nice.
And
nice.
So I of course bring my, I like to bring my office. So rack tom, snare, and throne, of course, and I play, for what it's worth, all Sabian cymbals. Not that anybody from Meductic, New Brunswick is listening, but
you never know. And guitar,
I play what's called a Sparrow. It was a locally made guitar.
Yes.
They went out of business, 15 or no?
You're looking at me.
It's a semi hollow. I can't remember the model. It's like it's the
semi hollow, like a ES335 style.
Right, that right, one, right. Yeah. And so I use that. My strings are Ernie Balls, just regulars. And I like to use my Fender Stage 112.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but in the studio, I also borrowed Adam's guitars, which are far superior to mine. So yeah, it was nice.
Nice Gibsons.
Yeah, kid in the candy store over here.
Right, so, right. Yeah. So they must have been really well equipped in it there. Right?
Oh yeah.
House of Pain, yo. Yeah. House of Pain. All right. Let's get to the next song here, called "Under the Dome."
Right. Under the Dome is it's our softest one on the disc. It's I don't know really what to say about it. It's just a melodic little piece, and the people I've played it to that haven't seen it live, I just play the recording. That's usually one of their favorites. So I enjoy it. It's my favorite. So.
Yeah, it's a song for me. When you first brought it to the band and when I recorded it,
you hated
it. No, I no. It's a song that builds. So it starts really quiet and then, you know, there's a larger flourish in the middle, and then it drops right back down again. So it takes you on a bit of an emotional journey. And I think that's how I approach it when I'm playing it.
All right, here we go.
Gave away the ending.
trying to find a better home. It just goes to show everyone's everywhere that you wanna go.
All right. So, Tim, that was your favorite song?
Yes.
Out of the bunch?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We're going to get to John in the House's segment. He's going to talk about events that are happening around town, and then we're going to find out about events with a paranoid romantic.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John the House's weekly segment called What Is On in Vancouver's Music Scene. Let's start at Facebook events. Tonight, 8 p.m., Honey Bear, Marcus Trumber, and Mercy Walker at the Pearl on Granville Street. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Rock and Roll at 2429 Main Street. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Chaos Traces Dimension, 20 million people at the Cobalt. Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Day of the Dog with Canyon Riders, Still Whip, The Devil, DJ JJ Keyhart at the Rickshaw Theater. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., White Diamond with The Bad Pennies at the Portside Pub. Today at 8 p.m., Music at the Cinemas, Steph Wall and Leo D. E. Johnson at the Fox Cabaret. Tuesday, April the 29th, next week at 7 p.m., Pop Evil, What Remains Tour at the Biltmore. Today at 9:30 p.m., Ground Up featuring The Good Foot at 1 Alexander Street. Tomorrow at 10 p.m., Lost Duendes at No. 1 Alexander Street. Wednesday, April the 30th, next week at 9 p.m., Hot Jazz Wednesdays featuring The Ragtime Ramblers at No. 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Latin Music Sundays featuring Danny Carmona and Peter Mole at No. 1 Alexander Street. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., Quote the Raven, presented by Road Folk at St. James Community. Wednesday, April 30th at 7 p.m., The Merry Wallopers at the Vogue Theater. Today at 7 p.m., Nelly at the Rogers Arena. Today at 7 p.m., Magua at the Commodore Ballroom. This Saturday at 10 p.m., J.P. Morris at No. 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Vancouver International Film Festival, a Duke Ellington tribute with the Mike Braverman and Duke on Film at 1181 Seymour Street. Monday, April the 28th at 9 p.m., Curbside Collective at No. 1 Alexander Street. Well, that looks about it for the Facebook events this week. Let's try the upcoming events at the Roxy Cabaret. Wednesday, April the 23rd, Witico and Our Colorful Demons, The Winter Melon. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Sunday, April the 27th at the Roxy, join their line dancing, 9:30 p.m. Come down and learn to line dance with instructors and a live band. $6 in advance, $8 at the door. Advance tickets valid until 9:30 p.m. 19 plus entry. Tuesday, April the 29th, Jokers Canada presents a comedy night at the Roxy. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Wednesday, April the 30th, Zoe Twist, Kaylan McKinnon, Love Lucille. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, and $15 at the door. Well, that looks about it for the Roxy. Now, I forgot, I have some events on my calendar that a few that I need to get out there. Friday, April the 25th, Club 240, that's the Legion down at South Surrey White Rock, the Crescent Beach Legion. They have Vinyl Cut. It's a tribute to Pink Floyd's Rock Side. I'm going to be there to check them out because I actually booked them at the Club 240 in a later date in June. Remind you, it's Election Day on Monday the 28th. Next Thursday, May 1st, The Time We Die with Isaac Kennedy. They're our next guests, hopefully. Saturday, May 3rd, the BC Final at the Cobalt Cabaret, the metal contest called the Whack and Metal Contest. A lot of metal bands were competing in this, and it'll be great to find out which metal band succeeded. Sunday, May the 4th, at the Queen's Cross out in North Vancouver, a pop-up brunch featuring Jackie J. Brown and Layla Vangelis. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Jackie Brown is such a wonderful singer. I've known her for years, and she goes back and forth from Vancouver to Toronto. So go check her brunch show out. Well, this is Dawn in the House, wishing that you would go out and support the local music scene. And remember, leave your keys at home. Find a alternative ways, buses, Uber, but do not drive if you're going out to support our local music scene in Vancouver. Thank you very much.
Bye. Well, guys, so you guys got some gigs coming up. Why don't you guys tell us what's happening?
Well, the next Paranoid Romantic show is May 10th at Lanaloo's. Shout out to Lanas. So the show on May 10th, we're playing with the Judies and Swagger Lee.
Excellent.
And then we're playing the Summer Solstice Sizzler. love alliteration.
That's great.
At the Waldorf. On June 21st with four other bands. So we're playing with Crummy, Magnificent Bastard, Lick the Pole, and yes, you heard me correctly, Lick the Pole.
Lick the
going
pole.
To come back after, oh my God, it's been 15, 20 years, I think, at least. And the Get-Arounds. Paranoid Romantic. So it'll be Lick the Pole, Paranoid Romantic, The Get-Arounds, Magnificent Bastard, and Crummy.
Fantastic.
So that's at the Waldorf on June 21st.
That's going to be a hell of a show.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We are hopeful. Nothing nailed down yet, but we would like to head into the interior and then head to Calgary.
Oh. Do a little tour of that.
I've got some old pals in Calgary, and I'd love to see if we could do some shows with them. So,
and if you go to the shows, there's merch.
Oh, they got merch.
Yes, Tim can tell you about it. He makes the merch.
Yeah, the merch is usually it's very simple: black T-shirt with white text. It says "Paranoid Romantic."
Yeah,
and it is it's very stylish. It goes with everything.
Yeah, we used to even have masks. And
in COVID days, Tim made masks.
Oh, right, yeah.
COVID, we were selling our, the lovely masks with the actual logo of the shattered heart, paranoid heart.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You still have them or no?
I still have a couple.
Do you?
Fantastic. Mine.
Because, paranoid, come on, right? Yeah. that goes awesome with the COVID, yeah.
That'd be perfect.
I do have to make more.
Yes. No worries, but people will buy the T-shirts for sure. Okay, and tell me about how you're involved with Hotel Empress.
I started this project, I think, back in 2015 with a synth player, Corey, and then eventually we decided we just kind of wanted to go full, not full rock sound, but more rock sound than what we were doing with just electronics. So we got a singer, and then we're like, okay, well, now we need a drummer and a bass player. And we did that from, I think, 2018 till just this year, and did our last recording together. And we've drip back the band, and I like we're still currently working on all brand new material, but no name at this moment. So it's still a work in progress.
No worries, and we're gonna play Shut Her Down on CJSF. All right. That was Judy's Got a Big Mouth by the Judys. And we did interview Dennis. So if you want to check out a previous interview, you can go to the CJSF website and check that out. Okay, we're going to talk about your other band, Starling Effect. Do you guys play any covers?
Starling always throws a cover or two into the set. Most recently, we added Echo and the Bunnymen song, and oh my God, I'm blanking on it, but it's one of their best-known songs. Sorry, guys, if you're listening, I forget the name of the song, but that's the way it is. We do Drive It All Over Me by My Bloody Valentine. We've been doing Wonderful. That one for a while, and yeah. We recorded an REM cover of Old Man Kenzie a few years ago, and we're actually thinking of bringing that back into the set.
And you told me earlier that REM actually commented or they contacted you. What did they say?
Yeah, REM didn't contact us directly, but I think it was through John Lucas, our guitar player and singer. Somebody had reached out to us, and John, of course, would be able to verify how this happened, but mm-hmm. they reached out and wanted to know if Starling Effect wanted to record an REM song as part of this compilation that somebody was putting together of REM covers
yes.
of all these different, I think primarily shoegazy style bands. And so we chose Old Man Kenzie. It turned out really, really well. And of course, the people that coordinated it shared it with REM's people, and mm-hmm. the REM folks commented positively. So, you know, as I said, that and 250 will buy me a coffee at Starbucks, but actually it won't.
Nope,
I probably need about $4. But, you know, it's great. And so, yeah, Starling always throws a cover. We used to do Night Like This by The Cure and Into the Trees and whatnot, because Greg, our keyboard player, is a massive forest. Cure fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's a bigger Cure fan in the world, but yeah, except Tim. But, you know. But so yeah.
Here's Old Man Kenzie.
We'll be right back.
having a bad beard day.
All right, someone's having a bad beard day. All right. Okay. So we are back in the studios. And yes, did you know that Michael has been on radio before? Tell me about the Calgary days.
The Calgary days. I was a proud member of CJSW Radio in Calgary going back many, many years ago, late 80s to early mid 90s, which we were talking about earlier off air, was a fantastic time to be at a campus radio station. Mm-hmm. If you think of all the seminal records that were released in the late 80s and early 90s of bands that remain influential to this day.
Yes.
So it was a really, really good time. And CJSW was a wonderful station to be a part of, really progressive. They went on air, well, they were on air for decades, but they got their license, their official license in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. You could pick them up as far away as Banff, which is about 110 kilometers from Calgary. So they had a really strong signal. And yeah, it was a great station. They won a number of awards at the time, certainly not for my show. But but it was a really great crew. Some have gone on to do some pretty amazing things. And again, I'm still still influenced by that experience to this day.
Yes. So
it's a pleasure to be here.
We're not as fancy as the one in Calgary because they have a fantastic studio where like bands can actually play live. Like it's like a separate studio.
And hey, this studio that we're in right now is much more she than the one that I. Yeah, because when I was there, it was the old CJSW.
Yes.
And, but this is definitely more kitted out than I was used to. So it's great, and it's so good to be back on campus radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and tell me about what was the name of your radio show?
I did a show called A Well-Balanced Diet.
Yummy.
and that's pretty well what it was. I would, I'd play everything from American hardcore to, to jazz to, country. But,
it's a nice mix, a nice, well-balanced diet.
He did the entire show in a Richard Simmons voice. The diet aspect.
And three more, and two more, and one. Okay, and we're going to play I Wanna Live by the Get Arounds. So, yes, eat healthy and, have a variety. Yeah, I want to live. All right. So we'll be back with more Paranoid Romantic after this.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
And we are back with Paranoid Romantic, if you're just tuning in. All right, we're going to play one of their songs. It's called Low. Tell me about this one.
Okay, Low is another one that was rattling around in my brain.
A lot of rattling going on.
I have a tendency to cannibalize ideas of my that I've had in the past. So some of the lyrics of this particular song were taken from another song I'd written with another band in the past that never went anywhere. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it again, see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And it turned out all right, I think. Yeah.
It's fun.
Sounds really good. Oh, I really enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fell in love with a good time girl.
And we are back. Right. And yeah, we're going to play a couple more songs of Paranoid Romantic. I know we only have like 10 minutes left here, folks. Okay. Yes. Tell me about this next song, because it's got a swear word in it.
So we can't say that word on radio.
Basically, we like to. Or else I'll try and beep it out when we do the replay. But anyways, tell me about the effing delightful song.
The fucking delightful is basically, it's like, I don't, you know, you might not, I don't know why you don't like me, because I'm f***ing delightful. Anyways, that's the whole crux of the song.
And he is. Tim is yeah, if anybody's, so you know, delightful, it's, so delightful. It's Tim.
Here we go. Yeah. All right, guys. Next, we have the Wheel of Spiel.
Spiel. Oh,
spin that wheel.
Spinning the wheel.
What do we got?
Movies.
Movies. Ooh. All right. What are you guys watching these days? Anything on Netflix or do you actually go out to theaters?
Oh, I try not to go out to theaters too much, unless it's like VIP, because that's the only way to go now. I can't sit in a regular seat anymore, and it's like these nice cozy seats.
Below you now.
I can sit in there and bring a beer inside and have a thing of popcorn. That's perfect.
Yeah,
I haven't seen. I don't think I've watched.
My wife and I just finished watching. Well, we watched White Lotus, which I thought was terrific, but we just watched a 4-part British series called Adolescence.
I heard about
it. It's heavy. It's really well done, but it's the cinematography that's mind-boggling, because they shoot. They're 1-hour episodes. They shoot them all in one shot.
Mm. Oh,
which is
unheard of.
Which is mind-boggling.
It is just one take.
One take,
and that's it.
And you can imagine if they have to reshoot, right? But it's So Adolescence, I highly recommend it.
All right.
It isn't light. It's certainly not light watching, but you know, it's terrific.
Anything Ernest Goes to Camp, Jim Varney.
Ooh, old school. Old school.
What you mean, Vern?
Yeah. Vern.
Hello, Vern.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, guys, where can people follow you?
We're on Facebook.
Facebook page.
Instagram?
Yeah, actually.
Do we have an Instagram?
We took Instagram down because we're just putting some more, we're getting some more content.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram very shortly. We took down our old one.
So it'll be a relaunch.
Instagram. Nice. But right now, everything you can find out about Paranoid, you can find us on Facebook.
Fantastic. Right. Well, I want to thank my co-host here, Big Papa. Thank you for coming in.
We'd like to thank both of you. Thanks to CJSF. And thanks to everybody in Vancouver who comes out to not only our shows, but everybody's shows. Supporting local music is really important. So
yes,
especially in this day and age too, right?
Yeah, so. Any shout outs for you guys?
Shout out to Corey and Gat. Yeah,
all the guys in Starling, the Get Arounds, my wife who may be listening.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Our friends at Strange Fellows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're there every Friday.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Bye.
Just a drop of empathy, none to be had. But I grew tall, not afraid at all. I lived my life without a shred of sympathy, but no, it's not my fault. I took a look inside.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just a bend in time.